Prepare yourself for a physical therapy conference that will deliver a PT education hangover of epic proportions. Because we're going to Las Vegas.
Las Vegas!
This October, PT Pintcast presents the Tri-State Physical Therapy Conference, October 11th to the 13th in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
3 days of learning, networking, and, well, probably some good old-fashioned Las Vegas-style fun. With presentations by APTA President Sharon Dunn, State Chapter Presidents Chris Powers of California, John Hike of Arizona, and RJ Williams from Nevada. With your keynote presentation by Tim Flynn, focus talks on telehealth, medical marijuana, and motivational interviewing. Okay, just so we're clear, that's three different talks. We're not mixing medical marijuana with telehealth and motivational interviewing. Well, not yet, anyway. Tickets are on sale now. Get yours at ptpintcast.com. Want to win your way in? Enter to win free tickets at ptpintcast.com. The Tri-State Physical Therapy Conference, October 11th to the 13th. What happens in Vegas? Well, you know how this ends.
Well, I was just checking out social media and saw our friends from Arias Medical Staffing who helped power this show. Got another connection. They made another PT's dream become a reality. Another physical therapist, this time with a job in Hawaii. Later on in this episode, we'll tell you how you could be a travel PT, touring the country, doing what you want to do, where you want to do it, with Arias. Had a chance to talk with a great guest in this episode today, Rachel Traubman. She is the CEO, co-founder of Upside Health. It's a digital health company reimagining chronic pain care, and they've got an app called Ouchie. I came across it and thought PTs would be perfect for using this app, so I wanted to get inside what it actually does, and who better to get inside an app than the woman who created it. Since September is Pain Month, Rachel wanted to give you guys a chance to try the app out for free for the first month. At the end of this episode, if you think Ouchie is something you'd want to try out in clinical practice, Rachel's willing to give you a month free. Contact Rachel to get that free month at rachel@upside.health. Just tell her that you heard about her app through PT Pintcast, and that first month is on her. Episode's brought to you by Owens Recovery Science. They're a single source for PTs looking for certification in personalized blood flow restriction, rehabilitation training, and the equipment you need to apply it. These guys are instructing around the world, major sports, and around the corner. They're the leaders in BFR training, and find them online at owensrecoveryscience.com. Let's do it.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
Welcome aboard.
This is the PT Pintcast. Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
I'm liking this new intro music. It gets me all pumped up. My name is Jimmy McKay. I'm your host. I will be seeing some of you, hopefully, in Sin City, going to Las Vegas. We're gonna moderate and host the keynote event with APTA President Sharon Dunn, California President Chris Powers, RJ Williams, the presidents from Nevada, California, and Arizona. The Tri-State PT Conference will be out there October 11th through the 13th. And I don't know, 3 days in Las Vegas, they're bringing us out there. I don't see a lot of downside on that. So any information that you can, number one, win your way in, check out ptpintcast.com. And if the conference sounds good to you, 14.5 CEUs for coming out to Las Vegas. And all this, I checked, all the programming ends around 5:30. So you've got enough nighttime to get out there and actually enjoy Vegas. So check that out again. Tri-State PT Conference at ptpintcast.com. Today's show, we met over beers. That's really, really like kind of my calling card at an event. So I want to thank David Petrino for having a happy hour where he just brings together people in and around the rehab sphere. So that's where I came across today's guest, Rachel Traubman. Rachel, CEO and co-founder of Upside Health, a digital health company reimagining chronic pain through their software platform with an awesome name. It's called what, Rachel?
It's called Ouchie.
Ouchie. You came in and gave a presentation, and it was awesome, and I ran up to, I'm like that guy who always runs up to the guest, and I'm like, hi, I'm Jimmy, I want to hear all about you. And so number one, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Jimmy.
And thank you for being kind of, I call them weirdos like me. I'm like the head weirdo, or I'm the first one to tag myself with this. Your background is not in app development or healthcare at all. Where you started was something different and more kind of similar in that. Tell the audience about that.
Yeah, so I was a news producer for about 15 years, really good at telling people's stories and listening to, you know, what they have to say about the world. Everything from, you know, nonprofit startups, all the way to fires.
Yeah.
And when I got really good at telling people's stories, I kind of joined the digital media startup ecosystem and content development, content strategy. And I also happened to have a spouse who is a software engineer. And so while most people chatted politics over dinner, we spoke about servers and hardware and software, and we decided to start building products for people.
Yeah.
Mobile apps in particular. Built a fantasy football app, built a language app, and when we knew the whole process from ideation to execution, that's when I tried to tackle something more personal and something larger.
Yeah. Well, let's not skip over the fact that, like, you were a producer, like, go ahead, like, name drop. You worked for, like, legit places, like New York One here in New York City. Like, that's what I wake up to.
Yeah, I worked for New York One. I was a digital reporter for the New York Times, digital producer for the Today Show. So I worked for some big name companies and got to cover a lot of incredible things, interview pretty notorious individuals.
I never asked for a favorite, but any like highlight moments or things that you're like, you know, if you were going to put a photo on the wall, like that was a cool moment. I enjoyed that.
There were a lot. I liked where, I'm not a Giants fan.
Right.
I am an Eagles fan.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Eagles it's okay. Fan. It's all right.
I mean, I have nothing to apologize for right now.
actually true.
But I did work the ticker tape parade.
For the Giants.
For the Giants world. And even as like a non-Giants fan, yeah, but as a huge football fan, it was really fun to like interview Eli and everything when they were on the floats. That to me was great. I loved working a bunch of red carpets. Also kind of fun.
Sure.
You know, interviewing Ed Sheeran like back when he was not the Ed Sheeran he is now.
Right. You knew him before he was cool.
I mean, he was still pretty cool.
He was still pretty cool. Right, right.
Walking the red carpet. It was like the Z100 kind of festival. Right. Those were fun. And then interviewing a lot of like local political candidates who are now on the national stage.
Yeah.
So Bloomberg, Gillibrand, all those people.
That's cool. See, I like how, and I look at life like Venn diagrams. Like your life is just one big Venn diagram. And you're sitting there saying, you work just in this world. And then all of a sudden over dinner, you're saying, you know, people talk about politics or work. And all of a sudden two spheres, you and your husband or whoever is at the dinner party, you start to get into stuff and say, well, what would happen if we mix this and this? These two things, and I'm using air quotes, don't make any sense until they do. And then you're saying like, hey, building an app is super easy for someone like your husband. For me, it would be, you know, impossible. But when you start to bring those ideas and insights into it, that's when magic starts to happen.
Well, I also think, I mean, I was a biology, French, and journalism major in college. So I've always been like a little bit my Venn diagramming. But I always felt like the same interest that I had in uncovering stories and learning about people and figuring out how things worked also made me want to figure out like how the human body worked. So it was that curiosity that was transferable to whatever
it
I
is.
Was getting involved in. And it was also the interest in connecting with people. And that's missing a lot from healthcare. And that was something that I felt like I could bring some humanity into, given my background.
Okay, so let's talk about Ouchie. How do we get to this might be a good idea over dinner and drinks to actually putting together an app? You know, let's start with the why, really the driving force. Why something so personal as pain and chronic pain?
Yeah, so when I was in my early 20s, I was diagnosed with a connective tissue disorder that was painful and could have been frightening and confusing, but I was at a really unique advantage. My mom has lupus and my stepbrother has cystic fibrosis. So I spent a lot of my childhood navigating complex health systems, complicated health conditions, and really understanding the value of symptom management rather than disease progression, the value of really strong patient-provider communication, and then also the ability of like patient advocacy and empowerment. And so when I was looking into the world of like what I could do in healthcare and how I could help people who are struggling, pain seemed like a really ripe opportunity because there's no one size fit all.
Yep.
Because, and many times like treating it is, like playing darts. And so being able to help support those patients during that navigation, really was an opportunity I wanted to pounce on.
All right. Yeah. So there's your fuel right there it became personal. All right. So what was the next step from identifying the story? So we can, and I love these parallels, especially between communications and physical therapy or healthcare. You identified the story, and then how did you come up with the idea of how the app is actually structured to actually start to help those people? Again, it depends. One size does not fit all, especially with chronic pain. Where was the next step?
Yeah, for us, it was talking to a lot of people that were similar to me, people that were different from me, holding focus groups for, you know, people who had suffered from chronic pain, from being athletes to those who were diagnosed with rheumatologic conditions to people who had a sudden acute injury, you know, really holding actual focus groups with pizzas and beer.
Yeah.
At, you know, WeWork in the city.
Well, that's how we met too. I was going to say that presentation was really amongst physical therapists, PM&R docs, surgeons. They were all in the room and they were firing questions at you. And you were like a goalie. I like that. That wasn't your first rodeo. You had done a lot of listening and it showed.
Oh yeah. So the patient side was just one half of the spectrum. And actually what we did first was, after speaking to them, we actually released a product. We have the advantage, like I said, my husband being a software engineer, me doing product and design, we're able to release a product relatively quickly, build mm-hmm. an app and release it. And then we took all the feedback that we got from all of our users, all of the data and analytics that we got that they weren't telling us, and said like, okay, here's where we've solved the problem and here's where we haven't. And then what can we do to make those changes to address a larger sphere? At the same time, I reached out to a lot of the organizations and foundations that deal and work with both providers and patients that support chronic pain. So everything from the American Pain Society to large scale physical therapy groups to patient advocacy organizations, and asked them what their air quotes here pain points were.
Yeah.
And where they feel like there was a disconnect and what I could do to help. What technology, based off of the product that I built, they found useful,
right?
And what I was missing.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, then we built more.
It sounds like a really good approach, right? It's not sexy because you did a lot of listening, but that's the foundation you're going to build it on. If you built this really, really slick app that did all this stuff, but nobody needed it, if you didn't solve any problems, congratulations, you have something that doesn't do anything. So what's kind of the nitty gritty, if a PT is listening to this, and a lot of our audience is working with individuals with chronic pain, and they know exactly what you're talking about in terms of no one size fits all, a lot of listening, talk about the app and what it actually can do from a patient side, a provider side, and how those two things come together.
Yeah, so we call Ouchie a mobile companion for pain management, meaning that it's with the patient the 99% of the time that they're not with the healthcare provider.
These things, I'm holding my phone, they're everywhere.
Yeah, it also works with tablets for people that, you know, may not feel as comfortable using small text. It also works with talk to. So if you know, have a screen reader or something, yeah, we can help you out there. So this mobile companion for pain management allows patients to start what we call a pain journey by entering a lot of information about how they're feeling, their mood, their sleep, their functional challenges. So is it hard for them to get up the steps, or is it hard for them to unpack groceries? A little bit about their lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Are they an urbanite who relies on mass transportation, or a suburbanite who has to take a car? All of those things impact.
Taking a great history, yeah.
You know, how they, and then the most important question on our platform, if their pain were 50% less, what they would do differently. Setting treatment expectations and goals for the patient. Then it connects them to other patients with the idea that no one should hurt alone. And using peer support, peer encouragement, and peer successes to help motivate a patient, see the light at the end of the tunnel.
And we hear these strategies employed a lot. Now it's coming together in an app. Right. And that sounds like it's using all those different tactics. Again, no one size fits all.
Right. The idea is that, like, you don't want to ask your patients to go to a bajillion different places for the same problem, right? They're already struggling.
They're in
pain, but you're also strapped in terms of your time and your resources. So we built a platform that addresses and offers a myriad of evidence-backed solutions all in one place. And then as the patient, like I said, besides seeing a supportive community, they also have access to integrative wellness content. And that's everything from meditations and sleep stories to exercises, stretches, art therapy, other patient stories. And then that can also be customized. So if you're doing something in your practice that isn't, you're handing out handouts, or you want it to be in a digital version and you want to track whether or not they're actually doing it.
The objective measure.
Our platform does that. And then we reward the patients for their daily accomplishments. So as they're updating their progress, you are seeing that. From the provider perspective, the big ding, ding, ding is it's reimbursable.
Bingo.
So using remote patient monitoring codes under Medicare and Medicaid, and then also using extension of care codes.
Now we're getting into things like telehealth, which we just did a couple episodes on, and we will out at that Vegas concert conference I was talking about. This is huge.
Right. And the new buzzword is virtual care, except for telehealth, because there doesn't necessarily need to be a video component. Virtual care extends what you're offering. And so providers for reviewing this data, much of which you were already doing, right? You're already spending a lot of time with these patients. Is reimbursable. We give you all the insight that you need, both the qualitative and the quantitative aspects, for you to understand what's happening with your patients, where they need improvement, and then also helping them visualize the progress they've made.
I think that's important. Like that simple question you asked that comes up a lot, I guess, in this is, if your pain were 50% better, like you're constantly saying, we're going to work on this, it's an expectation, but if you did, now there's a reason to do that. Well, if it were 50% better, I might get back on my bicycle, but right now I can't.
And then we're rewarding them for the small steps that they're taking. So let's say they're doing their exercises, or they're spending 15 minutes a day breathing, focusing on their breath or whatever it may be.
Things that PTs suggest to do.
Yeah, we're tracking that they're doing it, and then we're actually giving them a reward. So,
and what is the actual reward? Is it like social, like, you know, badges and ding, ding, dings? Or
so it's actually goods. So we enter
like literal prizes.
Yes. So we enter all of our patients sweepstakes style. So we're not giving it like, patient by patient, and we send out thanks a lattes. So gift cards to lattes, Amazon gift cards, ice packs, wellness goodies, stickers, but just this extension and acknowledgement that somebody's on your team all the time, and that these small steps are actually really big ones worth celebrating.
They're adding up to something big.
Yep.
That's awesome. And again, so going back to the provider, I can, as a provider, do I prescribe this? Okay.
Yeah, so you offer it to your patients, so you prescribe it to your patients either at the start of treatment, or if you have ongoing patients that you feel like need an extra step.
Right, you hit a point where we're not improving here, let's try this.
Yep. And the patient can gets a text message from us with a link to download the app. They download it for free. And then you as a provider will have a login, a website you just log into. We also can integrate with some EHRs. You log in, create an account, and you'll see all of your patient history.
Dashboard right there with everybody that's
working. Yeah, and you also
me.
Can see some high-level insights too, which are kind of interesting.
Like, what?
So comparative. So like how your patients are doing versus the rest of the IoT platform.
We love looking at that. Yeah, we want to see where we're doing.
Yeah, so you can compare in terms of like different treatments that are working, impacts on mood. You can look at pain score. So just like a basic, like, right, here, my patients are crushing it type of thing.
Frequency of use.
Yep. I mean, it's a modular type of platform. So you tell us what's important for you, because the problem, like, same thing with providers.
One size
fits all for providers either, and what your care plans look like and how you run your practice or how you, how you handle patient throughput. Like, that's all so different that we had to make it something that's agile.
You listened a lot, because I'm trying to find a hole here, right? Cost, how's it work?
Yeah, so it's a per patient per month.
Okay.
We normally have a minimum number of patients, just because we'll do all of the integration for you. We also handle all the onboarding material. So, any of like the postcards that you want to give out to your patients. We handle the text messages. And it's between $6 and $12 per patient per month based on the size of your practice.
What's a reimbursement if you're getting one instance reimbursed?
$123 per patient per month.
So I'm not good at math, but that seems like pretty good on my end if I'm a PT.
The margins are pretty decent. Yeah, I'd like to say they're pretty decent. There's also additional RPM codes or other CPT codes that work for practices if remote patient monitoring isn't a fit for your practice, and they're closer to 100. So you're still seeing...
You're still doing pretty well.
You're still doing really well while also enhancing the care.
Right.
And it's not a huge burden. That's the thing too, is that like a lot of these tools that are brought in can create like enhanced burden or time requirements for providers. But
if it's not slick and easy, and really just time, like if it takes me too long, PT, like, you know, healthcare providers won't even think about it. And they'll also say, like, and if you read, the guy who like essentially connected us, David Petrino, wrote a book about it.
And don't know him, just kidding.
if you look at it and it's not reimbursable, it's going to take time, healthcare providers say, thanks a lot, but I can't integrate it into what I'm going to be doing because I need this to be easy to use, time is however many people I'm seeing.
Well, they say just go directly to the payer.
Yeah.
And that's a bit of a challenge for digital health companies or startups just because their sales cycles are so long. And this is getting a little like inside baseball here, but when you want to create innovation and you want to introduce innovation,
right,
you have to make it easy for both sides to do it.
Right.
Right. And so if the digital health companies or the startups need 12 to 18 months just to get started, there's not going to be any innovation. So the one nice thing about these new reimbursement codes is it incentivizes both parties to get started.
Right.
And what we like about what we've built is it's frictionless and it's risk-free. So like the app is ready, the platform is ready, just get started.
Right.
And that's something that you don't see a lot.
I like that. HIPAA compliance. No way you covered that base, did you?
No, we're just, what is HIPAA compliance? Yes, of course, yes. So we, you know, anonymize and aggregate all data on our servers that isn't provided directly to the provider. And everything is in a managed hosting environment that's completely HIPAA compliant.
I like it.
Also, the other thing is it's all patient reported data. So it's... patients are opting into sharing this information.
Sure, sure, sure. Website, people can find out more because if you're treating patients with chronic pain and you're not really interested in this by now, I'm not really sure what to tell you, but the ones that are, I know they're going to want to know how to find out more.
Also, I mean, this is a fun little perk for your listeners. If you tell us that you came to us from the PT podcast, we can work out something special for you.
Let's do that. Yeah, promo code.
Yeah, so we've got we'll be able to give you a 25% off.
Okay. But there's that incentive, right? There's that carrot, like try it. If it's not, and I tell people that with this podcast, if it's not fantastic, don't listen again. I get it. And you're saying try it. If this isn't effective, then, you know, don't use this again. But here's all the pain points that we listened to that you said, and then we tried our best to solve them. And it sounds like you're still agile. You're still changing.
Well, that's the thing. Is like, I think our greatest asset isn't even the product that we've built and the community that we've built of other patients and providers, but it is our innovation component.
Yeah.
And so if there's something that you're not seeing on the platform or a pain point that still exists, let us know. Like let's fix it together because this is not going to be a problem, chronic pain, that's going to be solved by one person or one company. And so that's so you find more out at ouchie.com, OUCHIE.com, or upside.health. And again, like I said, we're really excited about expanding into PT market.
Yeah, we were talking after you gave the presentation at Happy Hour last week, and I was just saying like, hey, like PTs are ripe with this. And you were like, I know I approached some bigger companies and, you know, they were all right on it, but, you know, maybe they punted like, oh yeah, we'll talk to you soon. I think this is going to be one where people go, ooh, we screwed up by not jumping on this early, but there are enough standalone PTs working with, well, first of all, there are way too many individuals with chronic pain. Mm-hmm. We know that. There are way too many PTs working with those individuals who could use a tool like this. I think at least try it out because the upside seems like, well done, upside.
Thank you.
I walked right into that one. That was not a planned pun, but the upside's way too big not to try it.
Right. And I think one of the pain points again, and I should think of another
word.
I can't. My mind is... One of the things that we're also looking to solve is, like you said, there's an enormous population of chronic pain patients, and there's also a really strong emotional behavioral health component to them. And so even if as a physical therapist, you are doing everything and introducing it all, and you can't get the patient on board, or the patient is stuck completely rightfully because they have had so many positive or negative experiences, and they're so sick of being in pain, that if you can help support those other initiatives without you having to do, you know, infinitely more, you're going to have better results.
Yeah, and, that's the point.
And outcomes data is a lot, right? Like, not even looking at the instant revenue generation, which is important, but under this, you know, world of value-based care, outcomes data means a lot.
Yeah, big time. Anything else you want the audience to know? I can't think of any other question that I would want to know or I would want the answer to.
We playing any games?
We're going to play games, yes. But I want, before we play the game, I wanted to make sure that we covered everything. I think so.
Yeah.
Email, if someone wanted to throw a hard question at you, what's the email to get in touch with you? Who should they reach out to?
Yeah, hello@ouchie.com is like probably the easiest. That way, in case it's not directly for me, I can quickly forward it. Or rachel@ouchie.com.
And the Twitter is?
@ouchie.
Smart. Yeah.
And our Instagram @ouchieapp.
You got in early. I like it. All right, now we play the game.
On the hot seat with three questions on the PT Pinecast.
All right, so we're doing three questions brought to you by our sponsors, Arias Medical Staffing. Rachel, they help PTs find jobs. And this is kind of cool because they find travel physical therapy jobs. So if you're like, hey, what would it be like to be a PT in the winter in Colorado where I could ski? They're like, okay, go do that. And then that's a 13-week assignment. And then you're like, I want to go sit, you know, next to a lake in North Carolina for a couple weeks. You can do that. So when they approached us about supporting the show, we were like, see it. All I see is upside here, continuing the puns. So check them out at AURUSmedical.com. They walk you through everything in terms of travel PT, taxes if you're living somewhere but working somewhere else, housing, continue education, licensing. All that stuff is taken off the table. They handle it. You just go do what you want to do where you want to do it at AURUSmedical.com. All right, back to the game show. Is three questions. First question we ask is a where question, since Arias has placements in all 50 states. Where would you want to go for 13 weeks and bring out you? Where somewhere in the country you wouldn't mind parking yourself for a little bit?
Austin.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, but not right now.
Why? Oh, because it's too hot.
It's too hot.
Yeah, we're recording this in July. But yeah, Austin's awesome. I was there for 36 hours, and it was the longest 72 hours of my life. It was awesome. Okay. Second question is a what question. What's something you've listened to, downloaded, watched, read, movie, book, quote, something that really inspired you, or that really touched something?
Lately, all of my... So my inspiration is not coming from, like, the world of business. I'm, like, okay. doing... Like, I'm in my head there. It's like from Parenthood.
Yeah. So who gives you some juice there in that world?
So the Longest Shortest Time podcast.
Yeah. I haven't heard of it.
And Hillary Frank, she has a book called Weird Parenting Wins.
Okay.
But the reason that it also applies to business is it's all about like thinking weird and creatively and doing something unexpected and seeing incredible results from it. So like, you know, my kids like would not get dressed this morning and I decided to become like a game show host and they were contestants on who will actually wear what I've picked.
There you go. Wow. See, you just twisted it a little bit.
Right. And so, and they like were laughing and they got, you know, we got out of like the whining phase and they got dressed, and same kind of thing applies to business. Like if you feel stuck, what's something...
Do something different.
Something really different that no one's expecting, but that like can get you out of the rut or your team out of the rut or, you know, change your environment, change your voice.
Love it. All right, you're off the hot seat. That's three questions, again, from our friends at Arias Medical Staff. And that last one, I didn't think that was going to throw that much of a curveball at you.
No, I think that it's just that I'm like...
You're in app mode.
Not even app, like in business mode.
Business
right?
mode.
Sales mode all the time. And so...
All right.
Well, sorry about that.
That's all right. Three questions again. Check out AURUSmedical.com if you're looking to literally take your career anywhere you want to go in the 50 U.S. states. It is up to you. So just check those guys out again. And there's never like a, there's no hard sell from those guys. They've got positions and they're just looking for great PTs. So again, AURUSmedical.com. I had to bring this up. You found your first boss while watching The Boss.
I did.
You got your first job at a Springsteen concert?
I did.
You got to tell that story.
Okay, so it wasn't my first job. It was my first job doing what I wanted to do.
So you're like first cool, like winning job.
Right. So like I worked in medical PR. So of course I couldn't escape this world right out of school, and bored out of my mind and knew I wanted to be in news. So I had applied to pretty much everybody. News entity across the East Coast. And hadn't heard back. My applications had gone into the abyss and
circular file in the corner.
Yeah, not even, probably just like the internet.
Yeah.
And never to be seen. And so I was at a Bruce Springsteen concert with my now husband, and we were in the pit, and he went out to get beers, and I was just left surrounded by like a gaggle of men. And I was just talking, you know, just conversing with one of them, and one of them was wearing a New York One shirt. And I jokingly said, you know, New York One, are you hiring? And he goes, actually, yes, I am.
Really?
And after, you know, 3 straight hours of the boss and a lot of just back and forth, you know, small talk and conversations, he gave me his card and said, like, if it's something that you're really considering, let me know and I'll have you in. Left the show and I said, you know, can I actually reach out
you
to this person?
To at that point.
And I did.
Good.
Had an interview like 3 days later. He ended up being my boss for 5 years.
Wow.
And we ended up going to a bunch of shows together.
I mean, he already knew your taste in music, so he had to approve there. That's a great starting point for an interview.
Yeah.
Had to tell that story. I saw that one on your bio. Rachel, last thing we do on the show is the parting shot.
This is the parting shot.
All right, parting shot brought to you by our friends from Rock Tape. They've got their rock stock coming up. They always do this like multiple day event on a beach where they do instruction, learning, show off their new tools and whatnot. Rock Tape, more than just a Kinesio tape company, they're a movement company, education, tools, as well as the tape to get your patient moving longer, stronger. So check them at rocktape.com. Love those guys at Rock Tape. So the parting shot, Rach, is really your last chance for like a mic drop moment. Even though you're wearing a headset microphone, we're not going to drop those. But what's the thing that you'd want with an audience filled with PTs? And maybe you can get real specific in terms of PTs working with individuals with chronic pain. What's something you'd always want them to remember?
I mean, I think that PTs inherently do a really good job at listening to patients and are really creative in trying to find things that work within their lifestyle. But there's a limit to what you can do when the patient leaves. And there's also a limit to how you can actually support them emotionally and get them on board in your plan, in your care plan. And I think that technology can be a really great way to do that. And that we at Ouchie have recognized that problem. And we want to empower you and the patient to work together to feel better faster.
Sounds like a good patient physical therapist relationship. And again, we talk a lot about technology and what it's going to replace. I think Ouchie is in a good spot where it's not looking to replace anything. It's an enhancement. It's a supplement. It's going to really get that connection to grow, because there's 168 hours in a week. If you're seeing a patient 1 hour a week, there's that 167 when they're not around you.
Also, I mean, we are the companion to pain care.
Like it. Again, that website, and if someone wants to reach out and get to a percentage off or a promo code, where can they get you?
Yeah, ouchie.com.
Perfect.
And hello at ouchie.com.
Perfect. Rachel, thank you so much for giving me some time here in your studios and your lab here in New York City. Enjoyed it. Want to have you back on when you are a gigantic, massive success.
Anytime. Perfect. Thank you so much.
This is the PT Pinecast.
Want to thank Brooks IHL, that's Brooks Rehabilitation Institute of Higher Learning, offering residencies, fellowship education, orthopedics, women's health, geriatrics, neurologic PT, pediatric sports. That's an overview of their residencies. Check out what they have to offer at brooksihl.org. World-class educational opportunities to the local and regional community. Check them out, brooksihl.org.
Our home on the internet.
ptpintcast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
to providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.